Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a red line on a map that suddenly disappears, allowing you to travel anywhere without a ceiling. That is exactly what the Reserve Bank of India has done with its latest integrated ombudsman scheme. First, let us turn to why this matters right now. On the 16th of January, the RBI issued the Reserve Bank Integrated Ombudsman Scheme 2026, superseding the 2021 framework. The revised scheme removes the monetary ceiling on complaints, lifts the maximum compensation award to 30 lakh rupees, and introduces a single centralized receipt and processing center to streamline the routing of grievances. These three upgrades are poised to reshape consumer redress in the financial sector. Now let us step back and trace the evolution of the banking ombudsman in India. The journey began in 1995 with the Banking Ombudsman Scheme, the first formal mechanism for banking consumers. It was highly decentralized, with separate ombudsmen in each major city, and its jurisdiction was limited to a narrow set of complaints, which meant public awareness remained low. In 2006, the scheme was revised, the list of complaint categories expanded, and online filing was introduced, yet the structure still revolved around individual ombudsmen in 22 cities. The next major leap arrived in 2021 when three separate schemes, the Banking Ombudsman, the NBFC Ombudsman, and the Digital Payments Ombudsman, were merged into a single integrated ombudsman. This One Nation, One Ombudsman model was a landmark reform, but it retained a monetary ceiling on dispute value and kept processing centers decentralized under each regional RBI office. The 2026 scheme now builds on that foundation and injects three key upgrades. What changed with RBIO's 2026? First, the removal of the monetary ceiling on dispute value. Under the 2021 scheme, the RBI would admit a complaint only if the underlying dispute did not exceed 20 lakh rupees for most regulated entities. That restriction left high-value grievances, such as large home loan mislead or significant investment fraud, outside the ombudsman's jurisdiction. The 2026 version discards that ceiling altogether, meaning complaints of any monetary size can now be admitted. This dramatically widens the ombudsman's reach. Second, the compensation awards have been increased. For non-financial loss, the mental anguish, harassment, and time lost that accompany banking failures, the ceiling has risen from 1 lakh to 3 lakh rupees. This recognizes that distress extends beyond the balance sheet. Moreover, the overall financial loss compensation has been raised to 30 lakh rupees, up from 20 lakh rupees. Third, the scheme introduces a single centralized receipt and processing center, or CRPC. Earlier, complaints were received and processed by 22 CPC offices under regional RBI jurisdictions. Today, every complaint, whether lodged online through the complaint management system at cmas.rbi.org.in or sent by post or email, lands at the CRPC. The center then routes the complaint to the appropriate ombudsman office based on the entity involved and the nature of the grievance. This eliminates the burden on complainants to figure out which regional office to approach, creates a unified database for analytics, and helps detect systemic patterns. It is worth pausing here to note that the coverage under the 2026 scheme remains unchanged from 2021. All scheduled commercial banks, regional rural banks, cooperative banks with deposits of 50 crore rupees or more, non-banking financial companies with assets of at least 100 crore rupees that have a customer interface, and non-bank prepaid payment instrument issuers all fall within the ambit. If a party is aggrieved by an ombudsman's award, an appeal can be filed before the appellate authority, typically a deputy governor of the RBI, within 30 days of receiving the award. The appeal route remains the same as before. Now, Let us walk through the step-by-step process of how a complaint works. The first resort is always the entity's internal grievance redressal mechanism. The complainant must approach the bank, NBFC or PPI issuer and wait 30 days or receive a rejection or unsatisfactory response. If the issue remains unresolved, the complainant can file a complaint online at cmas.rbi.org.in or send it to the CRPC. The ombudsman then facilitates mediation between the two sides. Should mediation fail, the ombudsman issues a formal award directing the entity to compensate. Either party may appeal to the appellate authority within 30 days. Importantly, the entire process is cost-free for the complainant. There are no filing fees and ombudsman services are provided without charge. Why does financial consumer protection matter for India? By 2026, banking penetration has reached 74% of adults thanks to the Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana and related schemes, yet financial literacy still lags. A growing segment of consumers now deals with complex digital products, UPI credit lines, microfinance, digital lending apps, often without full understanding. The RBI's annual report highlights common complaint categories: failures in mobile or internet banking, wrongful interest charges on loans against property, fraudulent ATM or debit card withdrawals, credit card disputes, deposit-related issues such as premature closure or interest rate disagreements, and mislaying of insurance through bank branches. The ombudsman system already handles around 5 lakh complaints per year. Removing the monetary ceiling is expected to increase that number substantially. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The RBI Integrated Ombudsman Scheme 2026 was issued on January 16, 2026 and becomes effective on July 1, 2026, superseding the 2021 scheme. It is grounded in the RBI Act of 1934 and the Banking Regulation Act of 1949. The maximum financial loss compensation is now 30 lakh rupees, while non-financial loss compensation is capped at 3 lakh rupees. There is no longer any monetary ceiling on dispute value. The new centralized receipt and processing center handles all complaints, and the online portal is the complaint management system at cmas.rbi.org.in. Appeals go to the deputy governor of the RBI within 30 days, and filing fees are nil. Turning to UPSC relevance, remember this for prelims: RBIOS 2026 issued on January 16, 2026, effective July 1, 2026, compensation cap 30 lakh rupees, centralized CRPC, supersedes the 2021 scheme. For mains, you may be asked to evaluate how the RBI's ombudsman system has evolved to address the digital financial services landscape, or to critique the adequacy of consumer protection mechanisms given the rapid expansion of digital credit and payment platforms. In an interview setting, a possible question could be: India has a banking ombudsman, an insurance ombudsman, and RERA, yet consumer protection outcomes remain weak. What is missing from the institutional architecture? Finally, let us reflect on the broader significance. Strengthening the ombudsman framework not only empowers consumers but also enhances trust in the financial system, a cornerstone for inclusive growth and stability. By removing barriers and centralizing processes, the RBI is aligning redress mechanisms with the digital, high-value realities of modern finance, ensuring that the promise of financial inclusion does not remain a promise in name alone.